我们先用英读英文的先开始。
Chapter 4 and verse 18 through 25.
第四章十八到二十五节。
So read with me. While walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Immediately they left their nets and followed him. And going on from there, he saw two brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in the boat with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets. And he called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. And he went throughout all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every disease and every affliction among the people. So his fame spread throughout all Syria, and they brought him all the sick, those afflicted with various diseases and pains, those oppressed by demons, those having seizures and paralytics, and he healed them. And great crowds followed him from Galilee and the Decapolis, and from Jerusalem and Judea, and from beyond the Jordan. And now we'll read it.
我们现在来读中文，马太福音四章十八到二十五节，我们一起来。耶稣沿着加利利海边行走，看见两兄弟，就是那叫彼得的西门和他弟弟安德烈，正往海里撒网。他们本是打鱼的。耶稣对他们说：“来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。”他们立刻舍了网，跟从他。耶稣从那里往前走，看见另外两兄弟，就是西比泰的儿子雅各和他弟弟约翰，同他们的父亲西比泰在船上捕网，耶稣就呼召他们。Next one， 他们立刻舍了船，辞别父亲，跟从了耶稣。耶稣走遍加利利，在各会堂里教导人，宣讲天国的福音，医治百姓各样的疾病。他的名声传遍了叙利亚，那里的人把一切病人，就是有各样疾病和病痛的，被鬼附的，癫痫的，都带了来，耶稣就治好了他们。当时有一大群人从加利利、以加波里、耶路撒冷、犹太、约旦河的东边来跟从他。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father in heaven, it is by your grace and your mercy that we can come before you and sing praises.
慈爱的天父，是因为你的恩典和怜悯，我们才能够来到你的面前。
Lord, we rejoice in your love. We rejoice in your salvation.
主啊，我们在你的救恩里面喜乐，我们在你的慈爱里面喜乐。
We rejoice that your mercies are new every morning.
我们在你的怜悯里面喜乐。
Lord, that we can come before you and confess and repent and know that you desire to give life abundantly.
我们可以来到你的面前，悔改，赐给我们新的生命。
We pray that you would revive us with your word.
我们来祷告，主啊，就求你来，给我们你的话语。
Lord, give us understanding that we could see you more clearly, know how to follow you.
让我们可以看得更加清楚，更加明白，这样我们就可以更好的来跟随你。
Pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
愿我主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Imagine getting stuck town in farm country Idaho.
假如你被困在爱德华州的一个乡间的农场。
But you've got a very important meeting to get to. You've got to get out of there quickly.
你有一个很重要的会议要去参加，所以你要快点的离开那个地方。
So you find a small airport near the town, and there's two guys who call themselves pilots.
然后你在这个小镇旁边找到一个小机场，碰到有两个人，这两个人都自称是飞行员。
One of them has a PhD in aerospace engineering.
其中有一个人有航天航空工程的博士学位。
And he's booked hundreds of hours in a flight simulator.
他在飞行模拟器上训练了上百个小时。
But he's never actually flown a plane.
而他是从来没有飞过真正的飞机。
He's ridden on a lot of planes.
他坐过很多的飞机。
Another guy knows a little bit about engineering.
另外一个人他基本上不太了解这个工程方面的知识。
But he flew up, flying crop dusters. He grew up flying crop dusters.
可是他从小实际上就有飞过农用飞机。
And then in the war, he flew fighter jets.
他后来他在军队里飞过战斗机。
And even one of these big, bad transport planes.
甚至巨大的运输机。
Which one are you going to choose?
你会选择哪一个做你的飞行员呢？
PhD is not going to be that impressive, is it?
在这个时候，博士学位好像并没有那么重要。
Similarly, what do we call a disciple of Jesus Christ?
同样的，我们称什么样的人为耶稣基督的门徒呢？
It's not enough to know this book and to believe this book.
在我们只是相信这个圣经还没有那么重要。
A Christian is not someone who just agrees with a lot of propositional truth.
作为一个基督徒，你并不是同意这个圣经里面真理的人。
You can have a PhD in theology and believe all that this teaches.
你可以拥有神学的博士学位，并且接受圣经里面的真理。
James says, even the demons believe and they tremble.
可是魔鬼也相信这些真理。
It's not enough to listen to 1,000 sermons and go to 1,000 Sunday school lessons.
即便你听了上千个讲道，再上上千个主日学的课，还是不够。
It doesn't make you a Christian.
这并不意味着你是基督徒。
So what does?
到底什么是耶稣的门徒呢？
What's a disciple of Jesus Christ?
什么是耶稣的门徒呢？
I want to look at three things. Disciple is someone who follows Jesus.
所以我们这些下面有三点。门徒是跟随耶稣的人。
And their mindset is changed.
他们的头脑认知已经发生改变。
Disciple is someone who is being changed by Jesus in their heart.
门徒是生命被耶稣改变的人。他内在心灵发生改变。
And then a disciple is someone who is committed to the mission of Jesus.
门徒是委身耶稣使命的人。
And the things they actually do, their hands and feet change.
他的外在的行为也是发生改变。
So let's look at this in this passage. We're going to look at first the head, then the heart, then the hands.
所以就像这个幻灯片上所表达的，由头脑到内心再到行为。
So first, a disciple is someone who decides in their mind, in their head, they're going to follow Jesus.
我们先来看第一点，就是门徒是跟随耶稣的人，他的头脑已经发生改变。
He said to them, follow me. Immediately they left their nets and followed him. And then again they left their boat and their father and followed him.
他说来跟从我，然后呢，他们就舍了网来跟从他。
Christianity is not a spectator sport.
基督教不是一个这个用来观看的。
If you watch the World Series, if you watch every game they play, 150 games a year.
不知道您有没有看过棒球比赛，有很多很多的比赛每年。
That does not make you a baseball player.
你看这些比赛并不会让你成为一个棒球运动员。
You could be a referee. You know the rules backwards and forwards.
你可以去做裁判，但是
that still doesn't make you a baseball player.
但是也不能让你成为棒球运动员。
You could go to the batting cages every week, and you could be trained by a expert. That still doesn't make you a baseball player.
你可以每天都去，每个礼拜都去棒球场，或者你请人。请专家来培训你，但是也不能让你成为棒球运动员。
You also need to play on a team.
你一定要真正的去打棒球。
It can be a company team, it can be a community team, high school, middle school, it can be a team there.
可以在公司里的球队，或者社区里的球队，或者是在学校里的球队。
And if you do that, then you are just as much a baseball player as George Springer, the MVP for the World Series.
如果你要是那样的话，你才会成为一个真正的棒球运动员，就像大家所看到太空人队里面的那位 MVP 一样。
100% pure, just as much a baseball athlete.
你会成为一个真正的棒球运动员。
Jesus doesn't tell people simply to watch him and listen to him.
耶稣并没有告诉他的门徒仅仅是看他、听他。
He calls them to follow.
他让他们去跟从他。
Make a decision in your head, regardless of how you feel, this is the wise thing to do. I'm going to follow this man.
这个头脑里的改变，不管你当时心里怎么想的，但是这个头是开始于这个头脑的改变。
And when we make that decision, we're going to leave something behind.
当你做出这个决定的时候，你一定要舍弃一些东西。
God may not ask you to leave your career, your job, to follow him.
上帝可能没有要求你离开你的工作你的职业去跟随他。
But you're going to give up control. You're going to give up your own personal ambitions to follow him.
但是他有可能选择让你选择放手你的控制还有你的志向。
We're all very ambitious people. We all go after things. What are you going after?
我们都是很有志向的人我们因此我们都会追求很多事情。那你追求的是什么呢？
What have you left behind to follow Jesus?
你到底有舍弃了什么来跟随主耶稣基督呢？
There's a young man in the ministry Melissa works with from Saudi Arabia, and he's decided he believes in Jesus.
在Melissa 所服侍的施工里面有一个从沙特阿拉伯来的学生，他决定要跟随耶稣。
And he's terrified. He's terrified to tell anyone, to tell his family or his friends.
他非常惧怕，因为他害怕告诉他的家人和他的朋友。
But Jesus said, sometimes if you follow him, he's going to divide the family, and your enemies will become people in your own family.
耶稣说，当我们跟从他的时候，他会让我们的家庭分裂，甚至我们的家人会成为我们的敌人。
Today is an international day of prayer for the persecuted church.
今天是受逼迫教会的国际祷告日。
Fox News recently reported that Christians continue to be the most persecuted people on the planet.
Fox 新闻最近报道说，基督徒仍然是这个世界上最受迫害的团体。
From 2005 to 2015, about 900,000 Christians were martyred.
从2005年到2015年，一共有900,000的基督徒殉道。
We want to pray for them that they would know God's presence to the very end.
我们要为那些受迫害的基督徒祷告，让他们知道，有神的同在。
Jesus told us, He said, "Be faithful unto death; I will give you the crown of life."
耶稣说要给他们生命的冠冕，但是他们要至死忠心。
So you might have to leave some family ties behind. You might have to leave. A lifestyle or an identity with a particular group behind.
你可能要舍弃一些家庭里面的关系，你可能要舍弃一些一些生活的方式。
Pastor Andrew talks about when he was in college, he decided to follow Jesus. He had to leave his fraternity.
我们母会白安卓牧师还有曾经提到，他说在他大学决定要跟随耶稣的时候，他必须要离开他所参加的弟兄会。
So it's good to examine my life, and yes, I am following Jesus. I have left something behind. This is a very deliberate decision I've made.
我们要反省自己。我们在跟随耶稣的时候，我们到底舍弃了一些什么？
You're going to follow somebody.
如果你不跟随耶稣的话，你一定会跟随某一个人。
Maybe a politician.
或许是政治领袖。
A teacher. A celebrity.
名人。
Jesus says, follow me.
耶稣说来跟从我。
Why did Jesus become a man and come onto the earth?
耶稣道成肉身来到世间要成就什么呢？
Well, he came to lay down his life.
他来是要舍弃自己的生命。
For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many.
因为人子来并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost.
人子来要寻找和拯救失丧的人。
But there's a lot more to it than when he simply when he laid down his life.
除了耶稣舍命之外呢，他实际上还有更多的内容。
The night before he was executed, crucified, he was praying.
在耶稣被害的前一夜，他有做这样的祷告。
And he said, I glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your own presence for the glory that I had with you before the world existed.
他跟天父说，我在地上已经荣耀你，你交给我做的工作我已经完成了。父啊，现在求你使我在你面前得荣耀，就是在未有世界以前，我同你享有的荣耀。
So this is before the cross, he said his work was accomplished.
这是在耶稣被钉十字架以前，他说他的使命已经完成了。
That work was to make his 12 disciples.
这个就是来训练他的十二个门徒。
And he also trained at least 70 others that were always traveling with him.
在耶稣身边的人大概有七十个人左右，耶稣都有训练他们。
That he was very deliberate.For those few years, very focused and intentional about training these disciples.
在他服侍的那几年，大多数的时间里面，他刻意的来训练他的十二个门徒。
Sometimes it almost looked like he pushed other people away.
有的时候看起来他好像要远离其他的人。
Because he was so focused on these 12 and then the group with them.
因为他要集中精力在他的门徒身上。
Imagine if the guy who invented penicillin never told anyone.
我们来想象，如果发明这个青霉素的人，如果他从来都没有告诉其他的人
，He still would have made a fantastic, wonderful discovery.
他的发明仍然是非常的伟大。
But a lot of people would have died if he didn't tell anyone.
可是如果他不告诉别人，很多人还是没有办法得到医治，仍然会死去。
Jesus spent 3 years.Training these guys to go out and proclaim.
耶稣在这几年里面来训练他十二个门徒，让他们可以出去来传扬福音。
And it started with them leaving something behind and choosing to follow him.
所以他是始于要舍弃一些东西来跟随耶稣。
So a disciple follows Jesus, decision in their head.It's also someone who is changed by Jesus in their heart.
所以门徒要跟随耶稣，门徒也是生命被耶稣改变的人，是发生在他们内在心灵的层面。
No matter how hard I try in my own strength, my heart is at times untamable.
不管我有多努力，我都没有办法来改变我的心。
I don't change by trying really hard to be more righteous.
我并没有办法改变，是因为我即便是非常努力的想变得更有益，但是我没有办法改变。
Instead, I try really hard to be near Jesus, and then He changes me.
相反是我们努力的来跟从耶稣，是由让他来改变我们。
See, He says here. One of the ways he changed them, he says, "Follow me; I will make you fishers of men."
耶稣对他们说，来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。
Something that he does, not something I do.
所以我们心灵的改变是他的工作，而不是我们自己可以成就的。
And being made, being changed by him is not something that happens simply by watching and listening.
生命被他改变，并不仅仅是看他和听他所做。
Again, going to church doesn't make you a Christian any more than going to a baseball game makes you a baseball player.
所以来到教堂并不能让你成为一个基督徒，就如同你去看棒球比赛，也不会让你成为棒球运动员一样。
And if you're going to grow, if you're going to change, it's going to be in personal discipleship relationships.
如果你要想成为基督徒，一定要进入到一个真正的门徒关系中。
For example, say there's a guy who's struggling with pornography and he's becoming addicted to pornography.
我们来举几个例子。假如说有一个人他有受色情上的困扰。
He cannot get free on his own strength.
因为他上瘾，所以他没有办法从中解脱出来。
Just can't. Even the non-Christian psychologist will say that. It is almost impossible.
作为非基督徒的心理学家，他说几乎是不可能的，靠自己从里面走出来。
You come and you wrestle before God. Perhaps He will just miraculously set you free.
你可以跟神来摔跤，求他来释放你。
More likely, you'll need a few brothers, two or three brothers, to really help you and struggle with you.
更多的情况是你身边有一些可以帮助你的兄弟们来帮助你来改善这种情况。
So you have a big truck in the parking lot, and you leave it in neutral, leave the brake off, and it starts rolling down the parking lot.
如果你在这个停车场里看到一辆这个大卡车，它放在这个就是 neutral 这个档的位置上，你是没有办法凭着自己的力量使它停下来。
It's going to take a few strong men to run up and grab it and bring it to a stop.
这种情况是需要几个身强力壮的这个兄弟们来帮你把它停下来。
Cannot be done alone.
一个人是做不到的。
You cannot learn to play baseball alone, can you? Or soccer.
你也没有办法一个人来学习打棒球。
You have to have other guys with you to play with.
你一定要有自己的队友。
Perhaps there's a couple that is really having trouble in their marriage.
我们再讲一个例子，比如说有一对夫妇，他们有很严重的婚姻问题。
As God has designed it, they are going to need help from brothers and sisters.
他们是需要从其他兄弟姐妹的帮助。
Seldom ever will they be able to do it alone.
他没有办法自己完成这个工作。
They need another couple, perhaps an older couple who's been through it before themselves, to come and help them and struggle with them.
一对更有经验的夫妇可以过来帮助他们。
Perhaps a young girl is being bullied by toxic gossip in her school.
或者是有个女孩她在学校里头被恶意的谣言所攻击。
She can come and sit in church and Sunday school and feel just as lonely, even more lonely.
她坐在教堂里面的这个主日学的教室里，她可能会仍然感觉非常孤独。
She needs one or two sisters, perhaps an older woman, to come and help her.
她需要有几个姐妹来帮助她。
What does Jesus say to do? He says, "Pray, love your enemies. Pray for your enemies."
耶稣告诉我们要爱我们的仇敌，要为他们祷告。
How do you love your enemies?
可是我们怎么样来爱我们的仇敌呢？
It's not really something you can learn from a book or from a Sunday school lesson.
这不是单单可以从书本上或者从课堂里可以学到的。
It's more like a muscle that you build with training.
这像身上的肌肉，你所建立、所训练出来的。
It takes the personal relationships to learn to build those muscles.
它是需要这样一种个人的门徒关系来建立起这样属灵的肌肉。
Jesus said, "Go therefore, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you."
耶稣说，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
He commanded us to love our enemies. How do you learn to love your enemies?
他命令我们要爱我们的仇敌。
Told us, "Don't worry. Just stop worrying."How do you do that?
他告诉我们不要忧虑，可是我们怎么样可以不忧虑呢？
You need someone along next to you to get close. It can't happen here in a big setting.
他需要一种个人的关系，没有办法在这样一个大堂里面发生。
He told us to flee temptation.
他告诉我们要远离试探。
How do you do that?
我们怎么样能做到呢？
You do it in close personal relationships, struggling together.
我们是在非常密切的属灵关系里面，我们一起来胜过试探。
We're drawing close to Him, and as we draw close to Him, we're going to draw close with a couple brothers and sisters.
当我们跟主亲近的时候，我们弟兄之间的关系也会变得亲近。
Okay, a disciple is someone who, in their head, has made the decision. They are leaving this behind. They're following Jesus.
所以门徒是他头脑里做出决定，他要舍弃一些东西来跟从耶稣。
As they follow, as they really concentrate and struggle to keep their eyes on Jesus, their heart is naturally going to change.
当他们跟随耶稣的时候，他们会有挣扎，在挣扎的过程中，他们靠着耶稣，他们的心灵会发生改变。
Just like an apple tree reaching up towards the sunlight, the fruit is going to come naturally.
就像苹果树，它在尽力的生长，来靠近阳光它的果子自然会生长出来。
We reach toward Jesus, we stay in the light, we follow Him, and the change, the fruit of the Spirit, comes naturally.
当我们紧紧的跟随耶稣，我们属灵的果子就会长出来。
And then a disciple is someone who's committed to the mission of Jesus.
第三个方面就是门徒他是要委身耶稣使命的人。
Now, of course, part of the mission of Jesus.He went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every disease, every affliction among the people. So his fame spread throughout all Syria. They brought him all the sick, those afflicted with various diseases and pains, those oppressed by demons, those having seizures and paralytics, and he healed them.
耶稣走遍加利利，在各会堂里教导人，宣讲天国的福音，医治百姓各样的疾病。他的名声传遍了叙利亚，那里的人把一切病人，就是有各样疾病和病痛的，被鬼附的、癫痫的、瘫痪的都带来了，耶稣就治好了他们。
So Jesus went about serving and feeding and healing, teaching.
所以耶稣他有服侍，有喂养，有教导，也有医治。
Because that's who he is. He's a servant.
因为他在服侍中来训练他的门徒。
As he went, as he did all that, as he was going and serving people, he was training his disciples.
他在这一切的服侍中，不仅仅是服侍，而是来训练他的门徒。
Training them to go and make disciples.
训练他们来带门徒。
Training them to be fishers of men.
训练他们成为得人的人。
But it wasn't.Just a head-level understanding. It was a skill. It was an ability to go out and train others.
所以不仅仅是在头脑层面的改变，而是要有行动到外面去来培训其他的人门徒。
Jesus said, "Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also."
耶稣说，你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
Where your time and your money are, that's where your heart is.
你的时间和金钱放在哪里，你的心也会放在哪里。
So he wants us to go out and serve, so that he'd be glorified.
所以他让我们出去去服侍其他的人，让他可以得荣耀。
You know, if I give money to strangers, I just say it's in Jesus' name.
当我给陌生人资助的时候，我是奉耶稣的名。
If I pick up a hitchhiker, I just say it's in Jesus' name.
或者我们在路上，我们给一个人搭车，也是奉耶稣的名。
We go out and serve, so that we can say it's in Jesus' name.
当我们出去去服侍的时候，我们是奉耶稣的名。
And then as we do that, we make disciples.
当我们这么行的时候，我们就可以来训练门徒。
Now, what are some ways that we can serve?
我们身边有没有一些什么方式我们可以来训练门徒呢？有哪些服侍呢？
You know, we did a little bit of service after the hurricane, helping others with relief.
我们在飓风这个灾难之后呢，我们有一些赈灾方面的服事。
And hopefully we'll do more of that in the year ahead.
希望以后我们可以继续来扩展这方面的事工。
On Saturday mornings, Sister Lisi has set up tutoring simply to serve people.
在周六早上，丽丝姐妹有设立一些功课辅导的这样一个服事，来帮助别人。
And in a few minutes after I'm done, we're going to invite. She's going to introduce a woman who will talk about a way we can serve in the community.
几分钟之后，她会来给我们介绍一位特别的客人，来向我们分享如何来服事我们的社区。
Because we want to be busy doing the things Jesus did, helping, feeding, teaching, serving.
所以耶稣所做的事情我们也要做，我们来像他一样来服侍。
As we do that, our top priority is that we're making disciples.
当我们这么做的时候，我们的最高的目标是来训练门徒。
We can get a lot of other things wrong.
我们可以来很多事情都搞错了。
Your theological understanding can be relatively weak.
你的神学理解或许不准确。
Your Bible knowledge can be relatively weak.
你的圣经知识可能会比较薄弱。
But that's not our top priority.
这不是我们的首要任务。
Do you know, it took the disciples at least 6 years before they even understood the Great Commission.
实际上耶稣的门徒他们花了五六年的时间才真正明白耶稣的大使命是什么。
I mean, it was at least 6 years before they even realized that Jesus wasn't just sending them to the Jews, but he was sending them to all the nations of the world.
他们在五六年的时间里面才明白耶稣差遣他们不仅仅去拯救犹太人，而是来拯救整个世界。
I mean, afterward, when they really understood, they wrote it down, and we can read it and understand it clearly. But it took them a long time.
当他们真正明白了的时候，他们写到圣经里面。可是，花了他们很多的时间才真正的明白。
And even then, God had to give a spectacular vision to Peter of a blanket coming down. You can read about it in Acts chapter 10. That blanket with all this non-Jewish food to eat.
So, 为了帮助他们明白，神甚至向使徒彼得来显了一个异象，让他吃不洁净的食物。
It's kind of like just shaking Peter, saying, "Open your eyes more. You've got more to do than just go to the Jews."
是他来晃着 Peter 说，你应该去做这个事情。
It took the disciples about 15 years.To conclude that a Christian does not need to get circumcised.
花了这些门徒十五年的时间，大概十五年才意识到基督徒实际上不需要受割礼的。
So their theology took time to develop. Their understanding of the whole Bible took time.
对圣经的理解是需要花时间的。
My point is, yes, theology is very important.
这个要点是神学很重要。
But we don't follow theological doctrines.
但我们并没有那么重要。
We follow a person.
我们不是跟随一些教条，而是跟随一个人，就是耶稣。
And that's what Jesus' disciples had learned to do. They learned to stay focused on him.
这就是耶稣的门徒所学到的，就是要注视着他。
Because they stayed focused on him through good times and bad, he was able to train them and mold them and give them deep understanding.
是因为他们单单的注视在耶稣身上，所以耶稣就塑造他们，来改变他们，训练他们。
There's a lot of people who know this book extremely well, but do not understand it.
有很多人他们知道圣经很多，可是他们并不真的明白。
Because they're not following the person of Jesus.
因为他们的个人并没有来跟从耶稣。
You can get a lot of other things wrong. Do not get discipleship wrong.
你可以把很多事情都搞错了，但是你不要把这个门徒，这个事情给搞错了。
Do not let your discipleship be weak.
你不要成为一个软弱的门徒。
Learn to disciple others.
我们要学会怎么样来带领门徒。
Pastor Chu and I, we can guard the doctrine of the church. That's one of our top responsibilities, to guard the theology.
教会的牧师们可以来保守，一起来保护教会的这个我们信仰的教条。
But all of us are the ones who make disciples.
可是我们是每一个人的使命来带领门徒。
Some of our leaders now are going through this book, Real Life Discipleship Training Manual.
我们中间的一些同工正在学习这本书，是实用门徒培训手册。
There's other good materials.
还有一些其他的材料。
One way or another, you get involved.
我督促你，不管你用什么样的方式，一定要参与到门徒培训之中。
One way or another, don't just watch the game, but play ball.
所以，就像我们不仅仅是看比赛，而是要参与到球赛之中。
Don't let another year go by that you are not growing as a disciple of Jesus.
不要让时光轻易地溜走，要抓紧时间成为耶稣的门徒。
So I mean, if you're not making disciples now, you want to have the goal that within 2 to 3 years, you are doing it very intentionally.
我们要在接下来这几年的时间里面，要刻意的来进行这方面的工作。
That's what Jesus set out to accomplish: make his disciples, and then he laid down his life.
这是耶稣来到世间所要成就的一大使命。
So that's what we want to accomplish.
这也是我们所要来努力的。
Our building may not be as pretty as others.
我们的教堂或许没有像其他的人教堂那么漂亮。
It might even smell like burnt pizza.
甚至有的时候能闻到烧糊的披萨饼。
Do not let another year go by that you are not involved in the Great Commission.
不要让一年就这么轻易地溜走了，而你并没有花时间在耶稣的大使命上。
If you're serving in the church, then your top priority will be teamwork with the other leaders, the other servants.
如果你在教会服侍，你要是跟其他人一起同工。
And I'm telling you, your second priority will be to get involved in discipleship. Second priority.
所以第二个
will be to be in discipleship relationships.
Okay, 前面讲的是第一个，第二个的话就是要来训练门徒，自己成为门徒。
So, for example, my third priority this morning is to be preaching a sermon.
作为马太牧师，他第三个优先的任务才是来讲神的话。
My second priority is to be involved in discipleship.
他的第二个首要的事情是要来带领门徒。
People serving in the kitchen, their third priority is to handle that ministry well.
在厨房里服侍的同工们，他们第三个的首要的任务才是要来准备食物。
The second one is to be an intimate, close discipleship.
第二个是要有这种很亲密的门徒关系。
Being discipled.And being fishers of men.
成为门徒，成为得人的人。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace.
我们谢谢你，因着你爱了我们，而且你也施恩典给我们。
And Lord Jesus, we thank you for the cross.
主耶稣，我们也感谢你在十字架上所成就的。
Lord, it is so amazing that men are your method, that you choose us to make your gospel known.
主啊，你何等奇妙，你来选择我们，让我们来传扬你的福音。
And Lord, we want to follow you, and we want to be made fishers of men by you.
主啊，我们想跟从你，我们要成为得人的人，让我们成为得人的人。
So Lord, give us wisdom in our minds to make good decisions in the year ahead about the ministry of the church, about our building program, about everything we do.
主啊，我们就让我们可以立定心志。
Lord, that we'd be making disciples.
我们可以来带领人成门徒。
And we pray that there's anyone here this morning who doesn't know you.
我们也为今天到场的还没有信你的人祷告。
Lord, we pray that you would open their eyes and ears, that they could taste and see that you are good.
我就求你来开他们的心。
That you are worth trusting.
让他们知道你的话语是可信的。
Lord, there's a lot we don't understand. There's a lot we don't understand about the Bible or about what is happening in the world.
我们有很多事情都不明白，我们不明白圣经，也不知道我们身边发生的事情。
But Lord, one thing is very clear, and that is that you are worth trusting.
主啊，只有一件事情是我们了解的，就是你是值得信任的，信靠的。
Lord, revive us with faith to follow after you.
主啊，就求你更新我们，让我们有信心来跟从你。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告，奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, I'm going to bring.